I'm Katie Masuris. I'm a security strategist here with Microsoft. We're here at the Blue Hat Security Conference. I am sitting with So What, a security researcher out of Nevis Labs in Beijing. Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
So my question for you is, what is it that you're speaking about here at Blue Hat?
I'm talking about the attacking antivirus, and I'm going to talk about how to find the vulnerabilities of antivirus and how attackers is going to take advantage of these kind of vulnerabilities.
Okay, so so how did you find some of these vulnerabilities in antivirus products?
It is done by reverse engineering and fuzzing using fuzzing techniques.
Okay, because you think that, you know, antivirus products, they're designed to keep systems secure from malicious input, right?
Yeah.
From malicious files.
Yeah.
So what were you doing, you know, to essentially fuzz? What were you fuzzing about the antivirus?
Most of the vulnerability exists in a file format parsing.
Mm-hmm.
There are two kinds of things. The first, antivirus needs to decompress the archivers, and it has to unpack the packed PE files. So most of the problem exists in this area.
So it's the decompression routines and the unpackers
that are
subject to attack themselves.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, so you'd think that, you know, it's a really interesting target because, you know, a lot of people have antivirus. It's a fairly ubiquitous product. It's everywhere. So it seems like it would be a really dangerous attack surface, you know, because it's so widespread and because there's really only a very few vendors that are on the majority of machines. So once
mm-hmm.
you find something in one vendor's product,
mm-hmm.
You really have the capacity to attack a lot of machines.
Yeah.
So some of the things that you found, you know, what were the most serious issues that you found? Were you able to take complete control of the machine?
Yeah, sure. We found some code execution vulnerabilities. So if you have installed kind of a vulnerable antivirus by scanning some files, you were gonna got compromised immediately.
Wow. So mm-hmm. you just had to craft a special file.
Yeah.
Feed
yeah.
it to the antivirus.
Yeah. You can set it through the mail server protected by the antivirus. You can transfer it through MSN to the vulnerable victim You can send it an email. You can deliver it through the web page. Everything.
So a lot of these attacks probably don't require user interaction at all.
Most of them do not require any interaction, but for client side mm-hmm. exploitation, it usually needs the user, say, visit some website
mm-hmm.
or receive some emails or something like that.
Right.
But for the server side, it usually requires no interaction at all.
Right, and in a lot of ways, the server side, you know, compromises are a lot scarier because, you know,
yeah.
this is a server that's supposed to be trusted and it's got all of this important
yes.
critical data on
yes.
it.
We have seen reports about this kind of incidents before.
Mm-hmm.
That mail servers compromised by using some antivirus every day. A lot of the important data was stolen.
Wow. So this is already being exploited in the wild.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that antivirus companies can do to improve the security of their products?
I have several suggestions. First, antivirus need to train all the files being scanned as evil. And they are tended to be evil. And secondly, I suggest all the antivirus vendors to follow the SDL, and I suggest them to seriously do the code review of the antivirus product. And there's also some technicals to prevent the exploitation, such as ASLR, DEP, and NX. And it's good for antivirus to take advantage of these kind of techniques.
Right, and so those are all techniques that are designed to make at least widespread exploitation more difficult, right?
Yes.
Like ASLR.
Yes.
So if you write one exploit because of the randomization of memory, it's
yeah.
not going to work on every single instance
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, make it more difficult, and sometimes it makes it fail. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so at least, you know, if it failed, you know, at least the user would know that there was something wrong and
yeah.
you wouldn't get code execution.
Yeah, you would notice the crash or something.
Right, so that's ASLR, and then DEP and NX are really, you know, designed to prevent the execution at all, right, in
yeah.
memory.
Yeah.
So are there any antivirus companies right now that are using some of these protection techniques?
I have noticed Microsoft Windows OneCare is taking advantage of ASLR and DEP and something like this.
Well, that's good to know. Okay. So, and if there was one thing that you could tell antivirus vendors to do, one thing that they could do today to improve their security, what would it be?
There's no such kind of a certification of the antivirus security so far. And I suggest all the antivirus vendors to do fuzzing by themselves, you know, some internal auditing.
What are some of the fuzzing tools that you use? Are there any publicly available fuzzing tools that you would recommend?
You can use the publicly available tools, such as the FileFuzz or something like this. But you can build more advanced tools by yourself. You can use some script or... But for performance concerns, you better use C or C++ to build some fulfillment fuzzing tools.
And then I seem to recall in the description of your talk, you were also looking at not just the unpackers and the file parsers, but you were also looking at the drivers. Can you tell me more about that?
Okay. As we know, most of the antivirus has some drivers installed. They need to hook something. They need to do some C in the driver layer. And as we know, there are two kinds of driver problem. The first is the I/O control handler issue. The second one is the SSD to hook. And both of them are vulnerable to some kind of verification. The parameter verification. It's possible to do to cause some blue screen of death or local privilege escalation by the normal users.
Right. So if you're a local user on the box,
yeah, you can cause a blue screen, or potentially you can escalate your privilege to a system.
Okay, and that's just by attacking the parameters of the drivers themselves.
Yeah,
of the antivirus
some products. Some parameters accepted by the driver is not verified carefully.
Okay. So is there anything else that you want to add for the audience, or any final thoughts?
I want to say this attacking technique is not just limited to antivirus. We are seriously questioning the security of our security product. And, maybe we will talk about attacking firewall next year. And, yeah. So take care.
Right, and you know it's important that all of these products that are designed. That are advertising that they're here to make your computer more secure and your servers more secure, actually deliver on their advertising, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And we'll hopefully hear more from you and see you again next year.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.